With those words, Salisbury City Administrator Julia Glanz unveiled a new street sign reading Black Lives Matter at Broad Street and Poplar Hill Avenue, which drew applause from around 100 people gathered for the ceremony. But Friday was also Juneteenth, marking the day in 1865 when the last slaves were freed in Texas. And Demetria Leonard offered up a song in tribute.
Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever had.
One of the key figures in bringing about the sign was Shalara Sessoms, who went to the city administrator with ideas about marking these historic times. As she stood with a sign beside her husband, she said it was an overwhelming moment.
It's powerful. I know for me and my husband right now, it's overwhelming to be able to soak it in. Like, I knew it was happening and so forth, and I'm here to celebrate and just take it all in. And we just hope to see other symbols of goodness and celebration throughout the city.
But this wasn't just any area in the city. Once a thriving African-American community was located here, not far from downtown. But it has now been wiped out to make way to widen Route 50 to allow tourists to pass through to the beach communities. It was called Georgetown. Salisbury City Administrator Julia Glanz.
Courthouse lawn all the way over to the Houston and Salisbury cemeteries, that there is so much history here, good and bad, and it's important to remember it and to talk about it and learn from it.
But the town of Salisbury also has a dark history, with a young African-American man lynched next to the courthouse in 1931, Bishop George Copeland of United Faith Church of Deliverance.
There's been lynching in this area. There's been other things that have taken place in the past that have seemed to have been hovering over this area to make it seem like we're backwards. But I believe these kind of events, the wakening up of a new generation, is going to change this area to become a great area.
None of this may have come about except for the death of George Floyd, who died after a white Minneapolis police officer placed his knee on his neck, a moment that was caught on a cell phone. Kamani Smith, one of those who came to celebrate.
No one, no matter of color, race, should be treated like that. No human being should be treated in that manner. So I feel as though it was very disappointing, but being able to see this change that's coming about is very good.
Mike Dunn, president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee, noted that within the last week, a Second Amendment sanctuary measure was withdrawn and a plaque for a notorious Confederate general had been taken down.
This couldn't have happened and wouldn't have happened 5 years ago, wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. But I think 4 years ago, the history books changed. And I think it says that when you combine today with the Winder sign and with the two-way sanctuary decision the other day by Sheriff Lewis, I think they are all clearly a sign, if you will, that things are moving the way they need to move.
And there is optimism. Mandel Copeland, who attended the ceremony.
I kind of feel the wheels moving. The wheels are moving in that direction. And again, like I said, I believe not only are we asking to be healed from what's been going on for years, it's about bringing forth the change.
But Kevin Lindsay, the neighborhood relations manager for Salisbury, gave a vivid reminder of just how far the country must go.
I'm angry because this shouldn't even be necessary. I'm angry because to this day we continue to see violence that's unnecessary.
But this was a moment of celebration, as many used chalk to draw messages on the sidewalk that also had the words Black Lives Matter printed in blue, green, and yellow. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.